The Acts of the Apostles.
It was decided that we would sail for Italy. An officer named Julius, who served in the emperor's army, guarded Paul and some other prisoners. We got on a ship and left. The ship was from the city of Adramyttium and was about to sail to different ports in Asia. Aristarchus, a man from the city of Thessalonica in Macedonia, went with us. The next day we came to Sidon. Julius was very good to Paul. He gave Paul freedom to go visit his friends, who took care of his needs. We left Sidon and sailed close to the island of Cyprus, because the wind was blowing against us. We went across the sea by Cilicia and Pamphylia. Then we came to the city of Myra in Lycia. There the officer found a ship from Alexandria that was going to Italy. So he put us on it. We sailed slowly for many days. We had a hard time reaching Cnidus because the wind was blowing against us. We could not go any further that way, so we sailed by the south side of the island of Crete, near Salmone. We sailed along the coast, but the sailing was hard. Then we came to a place called Safe Harbors, near the city of Lycia. But we had lost much time. It was now dangerous to sail, because it was already after the day of cleansing. So Paul warned them.
Men, I can see that there will be a lot of trouble on this trip. The ship and the things in the ship will be lost. Even our lives may be lost.
But the captain and the owner of the ship did not agree with Paul. So the officer did not believe Paul. Instead, the officer believed what the captain and the owner of the ship said, and that harbor was not a good place for the ship to stay for the winter. So most of the men decided that the ship should leave. The men hoped we could go to Phoenix. The ship could stay there for the winter. Phoenix was a city on the island of Crete. It had a harbor which faced southwest and northwest. Then a good wind began to blow from the south. The man on the ship thought,
"This is the wind we wanted, and now we have it."
So they pulled up the anchor. We sailed very close to the island of Crete. But then a very strong wind named the Northeaster came from the island. This wind took the ship and carried it away. The ship could not sail against it. So we stopped trying and let the wind blow us. We went below a small island named Cauda. Then we were able to bring in the lifeboat, but it was very hard to do. After the men took the lifeboat in, they tied ropes around the ship to hold it together. The men were afraid that the ship would hit the sandbanks of Syrtis. So they lowered the sail and let the wind carry the ship. The next day, the storm was blowing us so hard that the men threw out some of the cargo. A day later, they threw out the ship's equipment. For many days, we could not see the sun or the stars. The storm was very bad. We lost all hope of staying alive. We thought we would die. The men had gone without food for a long time. Then one day Paul stood up before them and said,
"Men, I told you not to leave Crete. You should have listened to me. Then you would not have all this trouble and loss. But now I tell you to cheer up. None of you will die, but the ship will be lost. Last night, an angel from God came to me. This is the God I worship. I am his." God's angel said, "Paul, do not be afraid. You must stand before Caesar. And God has given you this promise. He will save the lives of all those men sailing with you. So men, be cheerful. I trust in God." Everything will happen as his angel told me. But we will crash on an island.
On the 14th night, we were floating around in the Adriatic Sea. The sailors thought we were close to land. They threw a rope into the water with a weight on the end of it. They found that the water was 120 feet deep. They went a little farther and threw the rope in again. It was 90 feet deep. The sailors were afraid that we would hit the rocks, so they threw 4 anchors into the water. Then they prayed for daylight to come. Some of the sailors wanted to leave the ship, and they lowered the lifeboat. These sailors wanted the other men to think they were throwing more anchors from the front of the ship. But Paul told the officer and the other soldiers,
"If these men do not stay in the ship, your lives cannot be saved."
So the soldiers cut the ropes and let the lifeboat fall into the water. Just before dawn, Paul began persuading all the people to eat something.
"For the past 14 days you have been waiting and watching. You have not eaten. Now I beg you to eat something. You need it to stay alive. None of you will lose even one hair off your heads."
After he said this, Paul took some bread and thanked God for it before all of them. He broke off a piece and began eating. All the men felt better. They all started eating too. There were 276 people on the ship. We ate all we wanted. Then we began making the ship lighter by throwing the grain into the sea.
When daylight came, the sailors saw land. They did not know what land it was, but they saw a bay with a beach. They wanted to sail the ship to the beach if they could. So they cut the ropes to the anchors and left the anchors in the sea. At the same time, they untied the ropes that were holding the rudders. Then, they raised the front sail into the wind and sailed toward the beach. But the ship hit a sandbank. The front of the ship stuck there and could not move. Then the big waves began to break the back of the ship to pieces. The soldiers decided to kill the prisoners so that none of them could swim away and escape. But Julius, the officer, wanted to let Paul live. He did not allow the soldiers to kill the prisoners. Instead, he ordered everyone who could swim to jump into the water and swim to land. The rest used wooden boards or pieces of the ship. And this is how all the people made it safely to land. When they were safe on land, they learned that the island was called Malta.
It was raining and very cold, but the people who lived there were very good to us. They made us a fire and welcomed all of us. Paul gathered a pile of sticks for the fire. He was putting them on the fire when a poisonous snake came out because of the heat and bit him on the head. The people living on the island saw the snake hanging from Paul's hand. They said to each other,
"This man must be a murderer. He did not die in the sea, but justice does not want him to live."
But Paul shook the snake off into the fire. He was not hurt. The people thought that Paul would swell up or fall down dead. The people waited and watched him for a long time, but nothing bad happened to him. So they changed their minds about Paul. Now they said, "He is a god." There were some fields around there, owned by a very important man on the island. His name was Publius. He welcomed us into his home and was very good to us. We stayed in his house for 3 days. Publius' father was very sick, with a fever and dysentery. But Paul went to him and prayed. Then he put his hands on the man and healed him. After this, all the other sick people on the island came to Paul, and he healed them too. The people on the island gave us many honors. We stayed there 3 months. When we were ready to leave, they gave us the things we needed. We got on a ship from Alexandria. The ship had stayed on the island during the winter. On the front of the ship was the sign of the twin gods. We stopped at Syracuse for 3 days and then left. From there, we sailed to Rhegium. The next day, a wind began to blow from the southwest, so we were able to leave. A day later, we came to Puteoli. We found some believers there, and they asked us to stay with them for a week. Finally, we came to Rome. The believers in Rome heard that we were there. They came out as far as the market of Appius and the three inns to meet us. When Paul saw them, he was encouraged and thanked God. Then we arrived at Rome. There, Paul was allowed to live alone, but a soldier stayed with him to guard him.
Three days later, Paul sent for the Jewish leaders there. When they came together, he said,
"Brothers, I have done nothing against our people. I have done nothing against the customs of our fathers. But I was arrested in Jerusalem and given to the Romans. The Romans asked me many questions, but they could find no reason why I should be killed. They wanted to let me go free, but the Jews there did not want that. So I had to ask to come to Rome to have my trial before Caesar, but I have no charge to bring against my own people. That is why I wanted to see you and talk with you. I am bound with this chain because I believe in the hope of Israel."
The Jews answered Paul,
"We have received no letters from Judea about you. None of our Jewish brothers who have come from there brought news about you or told us anything bad about you. We want to hear your ideas. We know that people everywhere are speaking against this religious group."
Paul and the Jews chose a day for a meeting. On that day, many more of the Jews met with Paul at the place he was staying. Paul spoke to them all day long, explaining the kingdom of God to them. He tried to persuade them to believe these things about Jesus. He used the law of Moses and the writings of the prophets to do this. Some of the Jews believed what Paul said, but others did not. So they argued, and the Jews were ready to leave. But Paul said one more thing to them.
"The Holy Spirit spoke the truth to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet. He said, 'Go to this people and say, you will listen and listen, but you will not understand. You will look and look, but you will not learn, for these people have become stubborn. They don't hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might really understand what they see with their eyes and hear with their ears. They might really understand in their minds. If they did this, they would come back to me and be forgiven. I want you Jews to know that God has also sent his salvation to the non-Jewish people. They will listen."
After Paul said this, the Jews left. They were arguing very much with each other. Paul stayed 2 full years in his own rented house. He welcomed all people who came and visited him. He preached about the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ. He was very bold, and no one stopped him.